and welcome to another 10 Minute Monday. In today's episode, I am going to be talking to you about energy leaks. And before you think, has Katie completely lost the plot? Is this super woo-woo? The answer is, I've kind of always been a little bit nuts, let's be honest. And it's not woo-woo. This is essentially just speaking about anything in your business and in your life, really, that drains you of precious energy, and energy leaks slow down your business growth. Energy leaks can be emotional, they can be physical or financial. Either way, it stops you from progressing forward in your business, it stops you from enjoying your business, it drains you, and it can really slow down your business growth. It can stop you from getting to where you want to get. So some examples of energy leaks that you may have experienced before are perhaps you've had high maintenance clients who suck your energy from you. Perhaps they're not quite ideal clients. Maybe you've worked with people who you think, okay, yeah, I think this is going to be good. And then you start working with them and you're like, oh God, like they're really blowing me up in Voxer, blowing me up. That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? They're blowing up my phone in Voxer. They never seem to be taking any self-responsibility. They're blaming me for lack of results, whatever it might look like. And then you might have clients that, I don't know, aren't paying their invoices on time, that aren't being respectful of your boundaries. Maybe you're being a bit loose with your boundaries, so you're not able to set and hold firm boundaries in your business life, professional or personal life. Perhaps you feel like you're doing what you should be doing in business, but not actually what you want to be doing. And maybe you're worrying about things like vanity metrics. So you're constantly worried about pointless things like how many people are watching your stories, how many people are voting in your sales polls, how many people are liking your latest post. You're worrying about the uncontrollable things, things you have zero power or control over. So even things like holding on too much to attachment to sales call outcomes, to being ghosted, to not having anyone reach out to you and work with you in the past week or two or month or however long it's been. So you may have seen yourself in a few of those examples, maybe in quite a lot of those examples. I've been there, guys. I am not perfect by any means. These things have bothered me as well. I found, especially earlier on in my business, within the first year, a lot more things drained me of my energy. I used to be on this real emotional roller coaster. Now I am much, much better at remaining neutral and staying less attached. I'm able to detach in a really healthy way in my business. Because when you are really enmeshed with things like your clients' results and their failures are your failures and their wins are your wins, and you're starting to really stress about things that you don't have a lot of control over, that's when you feel drained. You know, you might have a launch that doesn't quite go how you wanted it to, and you can really stay stuck in that, and that can be a huge drain on you. And the thing is, it's that this isn't just a physical or energetic thing. It can be a really big financial drain as well. So energy leaks are those things that we need to make sure that we're very proactive about. We need to be doing some little audits every now and then on ourselves, taking a step back and really assessing where we are wasting our time, our energy, and how we can fix those leaks. So the first thing I would say that if you are encountering one or more of these energy leaks is to, as I just said, take a little step back. What I often find and what I tell my clients is that if they are having a moment, and we all have our moments in business where we might feel a little anxious or stressed or overwhelmed, I immediately say, step away from the laptop and take a walk. Take the rest of the day. And the reason why I say to do this, and a lot of people actually feel a lot of fear when I tell them to do this, because they're like, but if I don't do, then it means that I'm not going to make any money. And actually, that's not the case. You are not going to make any money, and you're probably not going to make very good decisions when you're in that really emotionally volatile place. You are so enmeshed and immersed in your business in a really unhealthy way when you're in that headspace. And it's just not going to be a good time for you. People are going to sense that from you. You're going to repel people in your audience. You're not going to be creative. We're never creative when we're overwhelmed, when we're stressed, when we're anxious. It drains us of that. So the thing that I recommend is take a step back, take a little mental health day. It's really basic, but it honestly is what you need. Step away from social media. It is the worst thing in the world for staying in that very physically, emotionally draining place. Step away from the computer. Another thing to do is to reassess your boundaries. Are you actually leading a balanced life? Are you exercising regularly? Are you drinking enough water? Are you eating healthily? Are you making sure you are allocating downtime in your day? I often find that people I work with, because they're so hardworking, which is amazing, and us business owners tend to be a little bit like this, can lose the balance between work and play and just downtime in general. So make sure you're taking time out to go for walks, to read, to watch shitty television. Anyone watching Married at First Sight Australia? Just throwing it out there. Please slide into my DMs and let's discuss. You know, just making sure that you're having downtime. We're not made to be working 24/7. We need to make sure that we are actually looking at our own boundaries. And when we look at our own boundaries, we also need to reassess our boundaries with our clients. I always make sure that my Voxer notifications are off. Always. So ensuring that your Voxer notifications are off, I highly recommend doing this. And just checking in with your clients from day dot, making sure you're setting really manageable and realistic expectations for your clients. So for example, if a client sends me over something that they want me to review, I will tell them, amazing, I can have this to you by the end of the day today. Or I'll say, great, I'll have a look at this and it'll be with you by the end of the day tomorrow. So ensuring that I am very clear with my boundaries. If someone is crossing a boundary, I am able to speak up in an assertive yet kind way. And I think a lot of people worry about coming across as mean or rude, but this is just not the case. You can be assertive and kind. And ultimately, when you are being assertive, you're being kind to yourself. And you're not able to be a good coach to someone if resentment is building, which we do not want to happen. So ensuring that you're very clear with your clients from the get-go. And if you haven't been clear with them from the get-go, you're always allowed to reestablish boundaries and to even introduce new ones. A while ago, I was finding that I had so many one-on-one clients that I was finding that I wasn't able to review all of their work within a 24-hour time period. It just wasn't possible, especially because some people would be sending over long email chains and things like that. So I actually messaged all of my clients and I said, due to the workload and because I actually want to make sure that I'm doing a really good job and giving you great feedback, I am going to introduce a 48-hour resource review turnaround time. And it's in their best interest to have that. And it's also in my best interest to have that. I want to make sure that the feedback I'm giving is great. And they deserve that. They're paying good money for it, right? So I made sure that I introduced that new boundary. So don't ever be afraid to A, establish boundaries in the first place, but also to reestablish boundaries, both personally and with other people. Another thing to do is to stop trying to control the uncontrollables. Things like sales outcomes, things like vanity metrics, things like where your next sale is going to come from. These are uncontrollable things that you need to stop worrying about. It is a waste of your time and energy when you start worrying and getting anxious about these things. It's not within your scope of control. When you find that you are starting to worry about the uncontrollables, bring it back and ask yourself, what can I control in this moment? What are some of the things that I can do in order to see the results that I want? And again, it comes back to detachment again. So for example, say if you are having a launch and it's not quite going to plan, maybe you're not quite getting the signups that you wanted to, it's time to ask better questions. So instead of saying, why is no one signing up? Asking yourself, what can I do today to get another step closer to more people joining this program? Ask better questions. It really, really helps you regain back that control that you feel like you've lost. And it puts you in a more empowered position. And just stop worrying about shit like, people aren't voting in my sales polls. I've only got 60 people watching my stories. Guys, so what? I don't get many people watching my Instagram stories. I don't get that many people voting in my sales polls. Sometimes I'll go a few weeks without people voting in sales polls. It doesn't matter. I keep showing up. I keep doing it. You don't know who's watching. You don't know who's listening. And the last thing I'm going to mention today is to look for the evidence. The evidence that you have done this before, because I often find that when we start getting stressed and anxious, it's because we start worrying that we're not going to be able to replicate what we've replicated in the past. So you've landed clients before, you've had good launches before, you've had high cash months before. You can do it again. Look for the evidence that you are able to do it and you're able to replicate it. Nothing lasts forever. If you're having a little bit of a slow sales period, it happens. You can make that money back. It's not going to be like this forever. You've done it before. You can do it again. So, how to plug that leak? Number one, reassess your boundaries, both professionally and personally. Stop trying to control the uncontrollables. Look for evidence that you've done it before and that you can do it again. Do a little self audit. Another thing that I'm just going to add on at the end here, and I think I should do a whole podcast episode on this actually because it's a big topic, is to look at your values. Sometimes when we feel drained in our business, it's because we're not coming from a place of integrity and we may have stepped away a little bit from our values. So, for example, one of my values is fun and one of my other values is connection. And I had to just take a little step back a few months ago and be like, why am I feeling so disconnected from my own business? And it was because the content that I was creating wasn't really resonating with me. I wanted to create content that was more mindset-based. I wanted to do a mindset accreditation and I wasn't doing it. So I took the action, made the necessary changes, and I went back into feeling aligned with my business. So doing things like that, looking at your core values, and are you acting within accordance of those core values in your business? All right, guys, that is enough from me today. I hope you guys enjoyed this 10-Minute Monday episode. If you're wanting to work with me this month, I've got 2 spots open as of the time of recording. It might not be the case by the time this goes live in a few weeks. But at the current time of recording, I've got 2 spots open at the moment for long-term one-on-one coaching. And I also have 2 spots open for short-term intensives. So if you are interested in working with me, just DM me the word on Instagram, coaching. And we can have a little chat. All right, guys, I'm gonna love you and leave you. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your week, and I will see you on Wednesday for the next episode. Bye.